This week on Folks and Fables, our crew tries to deal with the fire in the town while also dealing with the fire in JJ's heart. Now let's get to the show. So last we left off, you folks were enjoying a nice, fun festival. You got to eat some delicious food, play some games, get yelled at by assholes. And just as this day was about to end, the town was on fire.
So, the town is on fire.
We should go check that out.
I think. I was about to say, I think we could just like smash cut to running towards the fire to figure out what's going on.
I think it's just like, oh my God, fire. And then we start like running over.
So you start running towards this fire, but it's kind of hard to get through because the crowd of people is running away from the fire. And you know that the village was kind of overpacked because of this festival that's going on. You can look around, you see like, you know, people scampering, you know, holding like bags of clothes and trying to grab food and kind of whatever. They're just like, they look like they're bolting out of the city in the opposite direction. So you're kind of having to shove your way through the crowd, but it's definitely not pleasant.
I imagine for Piron, because he's like in that video game when you know your character is slightly faster than the NPCs. So you kind of run past them and then circle back and then run past them and then circle back. And that's what Piron's doing with these two.
I feel like it's getting even worse because JJ just kept getting distracted by like things at like the stands that have been abandoned. And he's just like looking at like new pens and notebooks and like fried foods.
JJ, you can get them when the town is no longer on fire. Because fun fact, if the town stays on fire, they will be gone. And then you cannot get them.
Okay, so here's the thing. I mean, I know we are running to the fire, but I mean, I don't have water spell. I can't do anything. What the fuck are we going to do?
You can help like get people out. We can figure out maybe our vampire that we let out set the town on fire. And then we should deal with that.
Let's go find where the fiery part is.
Mm-hmm.
Problem number one, find where the actual fire is. Probably in the direction of smoke. So let's keep going that way. Okay.
Oh, it's not hard to see the fire. The fire is massive. Like it looks like it's lit like a portion of the town. It's just ablaze.
Fun.
Well, then we go there.
When we get there, is there anything that stands out that we could actively do about this fire?
So I'm gonna get you to do two things. One, roll a perception check. But first I'm going to get you, so like as you're reaching the center of town, you kind of notice that it's basically abandoned and it looks like this is kind of where the fire is emanating from. But What's weird about it is that no one's here. And that's odd because not only was the mayor just finishing his like big speech, but you also know that like, if this is where the fire started and this is where everyone should be, the fire's only been going on for about 20 minutes. There's no way it would have gotten this big in that short amount of time.
Okay. You mentioned perception checks, and JJ got a nat 1. So I feel as though the smog and soot has completely enveloped his glasses, and he can't see shit.
Astrea got a 7, and so...
I got a 12.
She's doing a little better than JJ, but it is clearly just very smoky, and it's hard to tell what things are going on.
We didn't even need disadvantage. it knew.
I have no idea how to, like, is a 12 good enough?
So a 12 is good enough. You noticed that part of the reason why there's nobody in the center of town is as people are running away, there are these figures that are leaping from the buildings, hitting the ground, taking people, and then disappearing as they go back up onto the roofs.
Oh.
And by the way, it's not that smoky. You folks are just oblivious.
So proud.
All right. We need to figure out who's taking this shit. Well, actually, I don't have any say because JJ doesn't see jack shit. He sees a dead dog.
Well, Pieron would be like, there seems to be something taking the people. Look over there. And he points to the obvious sign of, like, things coming and grabbing people and yeeting them into the sky.
Pieron, do you think you can chase after them? Do you think you... And I put my hand on your shoulder, I guess, and I cast Enhance Ability. And so I glow, and then it kind of white starlight transfers from me into you, and now you're kind of just like glowing a little bit. And I'm giving you Cat's Grace, and so you have advantage on dexterity checks, and like any like dexterity based ability thing. And if you fall, you don't take damage if it's more than if it's less than 20 feet.
I can sure try. Woohoo! And I run after the shadow thingies, whatever the creatures are. Can I catch any?
We could split this off. We'll do this probably as two scenes then, because these are not the kind of things that are like, yes, you could just grab one. This is really chaotic. You know, they're jumping down from the roofs and being able to grab people without anybody noticing because people are fleeing in a panic.
Right. So
we can have you go after them. I will do that probably in two different scenes.
Yeah, I'd like to try something if it doesn't work.
Okay. Well, we can do the center of town first, or do you want to do your chasing first?
We'll handle the chasing first.
Okay. Maybe. Let's wrap up the chase quickly. And then come back.
Okay. So you get this magical flash power from Astraea, and you're chasing after them. Like
probably like I climb up onto a nearby roof, and I just start like roof jumping, trying to see if I can like intercept one as it goes to grab a purse.
Can I get a acrobatics check from you?
Heck yeah, you can.
And you have advantage.
That's a dirty 20, baby.
Didn't even need advantage. Okay, yeah. So I think what's happening is you're seeing this happen, and as you try and kind of go grab them, you just keep missing. But you're following kind of where they're going because you have a better vantage from the roof to kind of see what's happening. And so you kind of start sprinting after one of the ones you've seen take a small child as you kind of just go bounding over the roofs. This isn't a massive town, but there are definitely a lot more houses than you remember the first time. And as you kind of get there, you kind of reach the edge of town. And before you want to descend, maybe you look down and you see there's like maybe 100 of these things kind of gathered around chirping. And then in front of them, kind of just standing there is this hooded figure.
Do I recognize this hooded figure as our usual hooded figure? Or is this a new hooded figure?
Can you roll a perception check?
I can roll a perception check. I got a 22.
No. So it's a hooded figure, and this is not the robes you've seen before. I don't think you can get a actual visual of the whatever it is. This is his face, but as you can tell, big, long, black hooded robe.
Yeah, doesn't resemble other hooded cloaks I've seen.
Yeah. Actually, with that note, you will say you do notice there is red trimming on the sleeves and where it closes up in the chest.
Ah, one of the Akatsuki.
No, Katsuki. What? There's not clouds all over it. There's just red trimming on, like, the cuffs.
Okay, well, I feel like Pieron would see kind of, he's been running across these roofs trying to catch these things, and then he sees, like, 100 of them, right?
Yeah.
And this hooded figure in the middle. And he's like, I cannot fight 100 things solo. So I'm going to report back to the squad, to the gang, and he kind of starts to, like, you know, the, like, he, like, sneaks away, he doesn't want to get caught, as he kind of works his way back to JJ and Astraea.
Okay. So we're going to leave it there. So you see this person, you see these things, and then you go, I'm going to get out of there. And we cut back to JJ and Astraea in the center of town, kind of trying to survey what's going on. And all of a sudden, one of these things comes crashing in through the alley. Wood splinters flying. It's massive. It's this gray-black creature that looks kind of like it has these two claws. It looks more comfortable standing on all fours almost, but it can be bipedal. It's got these big ears and it's got really sharp teeth, and it almost looks like there's things underneath its arms. Behind it is the massive gray knight in the full plate that you saw in the bar earlier with the dickhead of a witch barreling through, kind of looking like it just shoved this thing through a fence. And they start to kind of fight it out.
Should we maybe help, or do you think she might have it? What do you think, Astraea?
Well, I was going to say maybe we should help, but then I saw the people fighting them, and I don't like them. So what if we like hide in the shadows, and if things look bad, then we come and help?
Okay, but Pion did mention the whole, this could be Damien, so...
I mentioned that, actually.
Oh, you mentioned that. Of course. See, sorry, it is hard to... suits our glasses, it's hard.
Tisk tisk, attributing a woman's work to a man. So, classic misogyny.
JJ is a fucking academic in a bureaucratic academic setting. What the fuck else did you expect?
I'm kidding. I'm making a joke.
So, yeah, I guess if you want, we can fight, but they probably have it.
Fuck it.
So as you folks kind of finally decide, yeah, let's go fight this thing. We're going to help, even though we don't like this person. You turn around, and this conversation was happening in real time, and they're flat on their ass on the floor and looks like they're bleeding out.
Who is this person again?
Sir Casper Crowneater, who is known as one of the best fighters in the realm, just got their ass whooped.
We're gonna drag them here. We're gonna heal them, and we're gonna not get hit by the evil murder horn thing.
Okay. Well, we still don't leg them. So I mean, healing spell slots.
We'll stabilize them, I guess then.
So Astraea, you have a hand grab you as you say this, and you turn around, and Gregory is there, kind of freaking out, going, I think it's time to run.
Oh, what about that person?
So here's the thing.
F*** that guy.
Oh, you beat me to the punchline?
Okay. I turn around and start running.
So you folks start running, and I need you to start making dexterity checks, because all around you, buildings are starting to kind of fizzle to the ground. This is not regular fire. Fire does not burn buildings this quickly, and yet somehow the buildings all around you are starting to collapse within like less than an hour.
Tinder fire does not melt metal beams or wooden beams. Simple as that.
Do.
We know the truth.
And then Piron gets back to where he left his friends and they're gone.
Yes, that's correct.
And there's demon thingies all around.
So want us to roll a dex check?
I'll
or whatever?
Start rolling up.
Yeah,
characters.
Can you roll those dex checks for me, please?
Do you want dex saves?
Yeah, dex saves.
Oh, I didn't.
Can
mean
it be
to
a charisma
that.
Instead?
If you can explain to me how your vibrant personality can evade fire, go
well, it's
for
okay.
it.
I rolled by mistake with advantage and got a 17 and 20, and then I said, "Well, that was a mistake." And so then I rolled again and got a 4,
and I got a 19.
So as you folks are running through these alleys and streets or whatever, buildings start to kind of come down, debris starts to kind of fall. Astraea, you kind of get smacked by a beam as it kind of collapses next to one of the burning buildings next to you. Can you take 3 points of damage for me?
Yeah. How does a concentration check work?
DC 10 or half the damage, whichever is higher.
Okay, I'll make a con check. You also, as you get hit, you feel a connection to me, and you are like, I get hit with the beam. I'm like, oh, is it fire?
It's wood.
And then as I get hit, I like stumble and fall, and then we cut to Piron, and you just see Piron's glowiness just fade a little bit.
He does.
Yeah, he's feeling classic. Like super bouncy as he's running, and then it fades a little bit, and suddenly he's just like so thrown off his balance, like he was not ready for this sudden shift in ability.
It's like
kind of like catch himself as he almost eats it.
Yeah, it's like the classic old Ben. It's just like, oh, I felt a disturbance in the force.
He does probably go like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
I have to find them.
How is Gregory doing in this sprint for life?
Way better than he looks to be. Like you see a bartender and you know that he can like toss around bottles, but apparently he's also a super nimble boy.
Okay. As we're running, JJ is going to just look at this beautiful bartender. He's a half-orc, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just this beautiful half-orc bartender. Monsieur Gregory, I have never been more attracted to you in my life.
No talk time. Run now.
Oh.
Step on me, sir.
Actually.
Please don't simp over Gregory, because then I have to roleplay that.
No, we're simping Gregory.
Oh.
We're simping Gregory, and we're simping the...
Oh, the person that really doesn't like us, that's hit us a bunch of times, the lady.
The arm wrestling lady, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my guys, you guys have your... Listen, we've come up with ship couples for all of you at this point, and all of them are for JJ.
I am bi and ready to cry.
Oh my god, I'm in hell. Okay, so you're running and simping over this beautiful man orc, and you reach the drunken horse, and he goes... In, now, go, basement, run, pull handle on candlestick. I don't know why I'm talking like you're four. Go.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gregory.
You can continue to do so.
Don't die. Then I won't see you again. That'd be sad.
Actually, where is Gregory going right now that he's splitting up with them?
You don't
probably
know.
To find you.
Probably to find other people to save.
Oh, he's just a hero, huh?
Yeah. He's a hunk and a hero.
Yeah, this is when we pay the royalties for that song. I need a hero. Yeah, that's exactly it.
So we'll cut into you. You folks are running into the drunken horse, and Piron, you're running through these buildings. What's your plan?
It's a great question. I feel like, So, because he would have gone back to the spot where his friends were. And then, I guess... We'll kind of take a step back. I feel like he would have looked around for some sort of sign of what direction they may have gone in. Kind of like seeing if there's like a path or footsteps in the footprints in the soot.
Is there a
on
tear
the ground
of my
or something?
Clothes from when I got hit by the beam?
So two things. One, there is clearly like there's a lot of ash on the ground. You can see their footprints, but also there's just like a dead knight on the ground.
Okay, yeah, so he would probably go check out the knight. I'm going to run over, and I'm going to, like, check his pulse and his breathing. Is he still alive?
Can you make a medicine check for me?
15.
Yeah, they breathing. It ain't pretty. There's lots of blood, but they breathing.
Okay, as I am now level 4 and have access to my Way of Mercy monk subclass things... I am going to spend a key point to use a hand of healing. So he regains a number of hit points equal to martial arts die plus what?
My probably
wisdom modifier. Okay, so I got a 6.
So you describe to me how you're doing this. Like describe to me the...
So I think that the way this kind of works is Piron... He does very traditional medicine things, but as he's doing it, he's also kind of touching the key on the other person's body, and it's sort of like a healing spell and like the revitalizing energy, but he would be like, you know, like probably he's like ripped off the armor, at least where the wound is, like he's not completely undressing this man.
Woman. So yeah, actually I will say, as you begin to remove the armor, you can kind of see, because before, like, they not only did they not talk, but because their plate was so like thick, it was hard to kind of determine like body shape or face or whatever, because full plate helmet down mixed with the fact that, you know, metal armor is not super form-fitting. You couldn't really
tell. Mostly operating off of the sir prefix, though I recognize now
that... Excuse me,
sir
is a title?
Yeah, I'm now recognizing that that's a title and not just... Well, it's not a bias so much as it's a... Sir is like a term in modern day that's used separate from like Sir Casper in past day. So there's just a disconnect there.
Brienne became a knight.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones, okay? I don't know who Brienne is.
Okay, what about Full Metal Alchemist, where they call General Briggs Sir?
That's fair, right? But it's also been years since I watched that, and you watched it like 2 months ago. So
yes, and I can't
leave me alone, kindly. Anyways, unimportant the gender of this person. What is more important is that I am removing their armor and patching up their wound and healing them for 6 hit points as I fill them with revitalizing energy. Or at least I give their body the energy it needs to heal itself.
You realign their chakras.
You do that, and they kind of start to blink open their eyes, and they look at you and go, thanks. And kind of just lie there.
Can you walk?
Yes.
And I kind of reach out a hand. We have to get going.
So they grab
Come
your hand
me.
As
and I'm like trying to hoist them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cool like forearm grasp hoist.
Da 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 da. Piron's made a friend.
Sir Casper will remember this.
I think my friends went this way. We should go chase after them. And I start kind of making my way, leading Sir Casper.
I have to go find my friends. They were fighting a bunch of these. It didn't go
well. With
all
due respect, you're a paper cut away from passing out again.
Yes. I didn't say, you know, shush, brain concussion. All right,
Another reason for you to maybe stick with me.
Yeah.
We'll go find your friends once we have, like, people who can help us help them. Otherwise, we're just going to go there and die with them. Sound like a good plan?
Yes.
Great.
Okay. I guess
follow me.
Okay. You both start kind of following these footprints. Can you roll survival for me, actually?
I can roll survival.
Thank you. Holy.
Natural 20,
nuggets.
Baby. Sorry, that was too loud.
Yeah.
Natural 20, baby.
So you basically get like, you know, like the Witcher vision in terms of when you're following like a monster contract. Yeah, you see that just in the dust. Because the dust was starting to cover these footprints, but you're like, no. I got this. And yeah, you perfectly follow them. Can you also make these dexterity checks for me, please?
Heck yeah, I can't. Checks or saving throws?
Saving throws. Those are the ones.
Boop. Another natural 20.
Did you pay off the dice gods today?
No, clearly there was just a monkey's paw where Piron does well on everything and I do bad on everything.
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Clearly. Because I don't know how the hell you're pulling these rolls out of your ass.
Anywho. We can continue. I am matrix dodging these. I have like precognition right now. Like I move out of the way before the thing has even fallen. I just know. I see the path. You know, like the Sherlock Holmes, like, fight scenes?
Yes.
Where he, like, plays it out in his head beforehand? Or no, what's the movie? Rush? The biker guy? That's it. He sees the path.
So you hit the drunken horse, and you're about to, like, step in, and you're like, okay, we gotta go in. That looks like where my friends have gone. And all of a sudden, you hear a voice. Piron. Piron. And you look, and one of your moms is just standing in the alley.
What are you doing here?
Piron,
how'd you even get here?
Come home.
Could I make some sort of, like, check against, like, an illusion or something? Because he definitely knows that his mom ain't there.
Actually, yeah. Can you make a charisma saving throw for me?
That works, too. An 8.
So, yeah, this looks like your mom. You're like, this is weird. My mom shouldn't be here, but guess she is now.
Piron, come home. We miss you.
I'm a little busy right now. I can come home later when I'm not in a burning town.
Piron, you'll be fine. We know the way out. Come home, okay. Piron.
Lead the way, then.
So you start walking towards her?
Yep.
Okay.
Piron so, starts making his way over.
As you start doing that, you kind of get grabbed by this massive woman who goes, where are you going? Who are you talking to?
It's my mom. She's over there. Really nice lady. You'd love to meet her. You want to come with?
As you look back, actually, she's gone now.
Or not. Never mind, then. I guess we'll carry on. And I guess we go back on our path, unless I'm still under the effect of some sort of spell of some kind.
You don't feel anything?
Like I am able to rip myself away?
I don't know if it's rip yourself away so much as, like, do you know when you, like, hear a voice in your head and you're like, you're for sure that's real, and then you're like, no, I don't know what you're talking about, you're just a crazy person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like that.
Okay. Well, so if Piron is now unaffected, then yeah, he would probably be like, oh, okay, yeah, back on track, back on task.
And you folks enter the Drunken Horse, where you see Astraea and JJ trying to figure out what the fuck Gregory was talking about with regards to pull the candlestick. There are no candlesticks in the bar.
Hello. Thanks for leaving a note. Be back soon. Went for cigarettes.
So the person in armor just like got died by a big scary demon thing, and then we were gonna do something about it.
Yeah, I found her.
I'm not dead.
And then Gregory said, "Come with me if you want to live." And then Gregory ran, and then I got hit by a beam, and then I got a little confused, and then we got here, and then Gregory came in and said, "Pull the candlestick," and then there wasn't a candlestick.
Quick question. A pew-pew beam or a supports home beam?
Supports home beam.
JJ is, by the way, JJ is literally just, like, trying to take off the walls, just, like, seeing whatever can come off. Just searching for anything at this point.
Hi, I'm Casper.
All right. Well, Sir Casper, would you like to help us figure out this new conundrum?
I'm going to go sit and shake off this concussion.
That's a good idea. Oh, take this, actually. And I hand her one of my potions of healing.
Oh. Wow, you're way nicer than I would have been. Okay.
This should help.
She takes it, chugs it down, and she's like, wow, I feel like I could ride an ox.
So now you can help us.
Maybe not right now, though.
Oh, no, wait. Tiramisu!
We gotta go. We gotta go.
We have to go save
Tiramisu.
But Gregory told us to stay here and...
The rest of the plot is irrelevant to saving Tiramisu.
All right.
Probably alone and scared. We have to go. We have to. Tiramisu is more important than anyone I've ever met ever. Okay? She will save the world.
You did not see Gregory's muscles.
You didn't see the demon, more importantly, that murdered person in big armor.
Oh,
okay, so we know JJ's priorities.
I saw about 100 of them, and then this person in a black robe with like this like red stitching around the edge.
So you're saying we definitely murdered this town, right?
There's a good chance. There's a pretty high chance that this was our
sweet,
vampire.
Powerful. Perfect.
While they're talking, may I do a perception check to maybe see if there is anything that Gregory could be mentioning? Or investigation,
so
whichever
you can
you want.
Do an investigation.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. It's the same thing anyway. That was an 18.
So with an 18, you notice there are no candlesticks in the main bar. However, you do see that there is a small kind of outline underneath a bunch of barrels behind the bar.
I am going to start yeeting barrels.
Please roll athletics.
Would you like some help with that?
Hold on. I want to see how this goes first.
My negative one strength. That's an 11. That's not bad. I move at least one.
Okay, so you are like going, you're like, yeah, I can do this. I'm going to get ready. And then much like someone who tries to lift something that's a little too heavy for them, you can move the first one before you realize these things are full.
JJ, do you need some help there?
Yes, please. These are very heavy.
Let me help you. Sir Casper, any chance you could lend a hand here?
I don't know. Seems like you guys got it.
You were like, I'm so cool.
You are actually such a dick.
Yes.
I'm so... Honestly, Piron, we left these idiots. Why didn't you not do the same?
We wanted to help.
Because they needed help.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. I could probably help, but I want you guys to feel accomplished. You know, like you can do things on your own.
That's not...
Tell you what, I'll do one of these on my own, and then you can help with the other one so that we can avoid burning
to death. Yeah, the time for feeling
accomplished
is not when we are...
Or would you like to reenact the demon fight you had moments ago? I wasn't there to see it, but I'm pretty sure it didn't end well.
The time for us to feel accomplished is not when the town is burning to death and there are demons that murder you.
Well, I'm sorry that your mental health and importance isn't important to you, but I'll work on that. Fine. And she just kind of walks over and starts yeeting barrels like it's like they're literally just
small toys.
I am still pushing a barrel.
I would just like to say that JJ is a grad student, so mental health is like not a thing he can
afford
to worry about.
Zero. Am I okay? No. Will I be okay tomorrow? Also no. Hotel, Trivago.
Powerful. So you notice there's a small trap door that was underneath.
Is there a way to open the door?
Well, there's a handle.
Can I use the handle?
I don't know. Can you use the handle, Duncan?
May I use the handle, Miss Kurdish?
Yes, you may use the handle.
It's unlocked, right? Like it just opens?
Yes, okay. It just opens. I don't know why that was so difficult.
I don't know. I get scared when it comes to doors and keys with you.
I don't know, just knock something on it or find a key and
smack it on things. That's literally why I got Shatter. But, all right, so we can go in this room now. What's the dealio?
So you kind of climb down. There's like a ladder falling down these stairs. And you hit the bottom of the stairs and you enter like a really dark cellar. And there looks to be like, you know, some barrels, some shelves with like ingredients and food on them, a little bit of like bottles just kind of lining some of the higher racks. Yeah, it looks like this is just a storage thing.
I am so glad we did not learn something new about Gregory in this room that would have made me deeply uncomfortable.
You are sad. We are disappointed.
Is there a candlestick?
Is there a candlestick?
I mean, there are multiple candlesticks. It's a basement. You kind of got to light it. There's no natural light that comes in.
Yeah. Pull them all.
Yeah, just pull them all.
Okay.
Did Gregory say anything specific about what candlestick to pull? Do I remember? No.
Do you remember?
Do I remember in character?
Can I do a personal history check?
Yeah, can I do a memory check?
Sure. Yeah, you can do a memory check. Roll. Jesus, Astrea, get your shit together.
I rolled by mistake. Advantage again, and I got a 4 and an 8, and then I rolled again, and I got a 4. So, again, monkey's paw, Piron will do well, I will never do well.
It's okay, it's gonna flip next episode. We're gonna, the fate of your entire party is gonna hinge on Piron making one roll, they're gonna roll like a 4 or
something.
Okay,
so yeah, we pull every candlestick then.
Okay, yeah, eventually you hit one, and it's a double candlestick kind of on the back wall behind one of these like racks with bottles and food and stuff, and you pull it, and there you hear a click as the shelf kind of pops open a little bit.
Yay!
So it pushes in front of you. You see a room with like maps and charts hanging from the walls. There's a massive table with a map of Ludus sitting in front of you. You see scrolls kind of off to the side. There's weapons hanging on one of the back walls in a rack with a massive bow on top. And in the front of everything, the most thing that stands out most in the room is a white banner with a red sun sitting on the back wall.
Is it like that person that had that sun on their back of their, from like a million years ago? They had like a sun on their dress. And by dress, I mean like on their clothing.
The dude that got thrown out, who is all preachy preachy, the king will rise again.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I mean, I hope you do.
Not the same. It's the same design, but the colors are whack.
Oh, so this is like the cult of the like lost son or some ridiculous thing like that.
Yeah, may I try to figure out what that is? Would that be a history check or something? Or a...
I think that would be an... Okay, what would like an intrigue?
History.
Check.
Insight? Unfortunately, yeah. It's either history or religion. I have to assume maybe Arcana.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me look at these rolls because I need to see what fits the most. Because it's not history. This is not like a history thing. There's no way
should
that...
Should I do a religion check?
Perception?
No, they're not a magic cult. Boys? It would be like...
Investigate. It could just be investigation.
Yeah, you know what? Just roll an investigation and see if you can figure out what the fuck is happening here.
I got a 10.
You know that this is the... It looks like the same design as the royal standard of the old emperors, but that's about it. You're like, you know the colors are off. You know that no standard has ever flown these colors before. And you know that it's not any of the recent upbringings of either the royal family or like offshoots or rebellious branches because they use different color schemes.
So with my researcher feat, if I don't know something, I know where the information about it can be found. So can I have that?
No.
Oh.
You don't know. In fact, you don't.
Okay.
Know.
Okay.
You don't know.
Fair enough.
So we go in here, and even though I know it should be distracted by everything, I'm distracted by the bow. Because it looks really pretty.
Okay.
I go look at it.
Yeah, you can take it on the bow. It looks like a white yew bow with nice, fine, horse-haired string. It doesn't look like it's taut right now, but it does look extremely well-made. And there's weird, intricate kind of carvings in the wood, especially near the handle.
You said there's like a chest full of stuff, right? Like there's like weapons...
Well, I said there's, like, weapons on the back wall.
What else is there? Like, there's the bow, but what else?
Like, you've got the bow, obviously. But, like, other than that, you know, you've got your box standard long swords, short swords, spears, maces, axes, that sort of thing.
Nothing, like, finesse-based?
You have a freaking dagger.
I mean...
You're fine.
I do have a dagger and a cutlass, actually.
So, yeah. I don't know what to do. And so I sit down on the ground.
Anything you need from that wall, Sir Casper? We should probably get
that's what I was thinking,
up.
Yeah.
Also, has anyone seen Grook?
Oh, no.
Okay, so I have a very good feeling that Grook is probably either okay or with Tiramisu.
Or both.
Wait, hold on.
Ignorance is bliss. Time okay, out. Carry
You've
on.
You've adopted a child, and you're like, eh, he's probably with my dying no, animal.
We adopted a middle-aged man.
By with Tiramisu, JJ meant dead.
Oh, that's awful.
On the other
that's
side.
That's definitely not what Dunk meant as JJ, but you know what? That works.
So I'm confused and I sit down on the ground and I start drawing little like things on the ground. And I'm using my dumb stars guidance thing that we came up with last time to see what the stars think I should do. And so, yeah, I'm like, I have like little like, almost like they're like little bones and little things and they like light up in a way and what happens. And I can roll wisdom to figure out if I can read it. That's what we're doing, right?
Yeah, like do that for me. Check. Yeah. Yeah, box standard wisdom.
23.
Okay. So you throw these, are they like animal bones? Are they like wood carvings?
They're like animal bones, but probably like, they like probably glow a little bit. Like it's like, almost like I'm doing like, what's that like? It's like a witch's like divination thing almost.
Got it. So you throw these bones up in the air and they hit the ground. And as they begin to glow, they start to kind of rattle around. And all of a sudden they turn into what you think looks like a sun.
Sweet. So the stars at least think the sun's important. Oh, suns are vampires' natural enemy.
That's a good point. So, what do we do about it?
Do you think the vampire wants to get rid of the sun and these people like the sun?
So, our options right now are sit into the basement and do nothing. But I'm not a huge fan of that.
Can I pull down the tapestry of the sun?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, is there anything behind it? is what I'm really looking for, to XY problem this, but...
Okay, so rather than pulling down the tapestry, you're just kind of feel the tapestry out?
Then I'll pull it down.
Okay, can you roll investigation for me?
Yes, I can. 12.
Okay, so with that, you kind of realize there's a solid wall behind it, but behind it, kind of like you feel a seam kind of in like a small little... I don't even know... It would be like an oval, I guess. Like the top half of an oval.
Is it like a patch on it, or is it?
It feels like as you're pressing down behind it, there's like an inseam of an oval.
I'll take the tapestry down.
Okay. You're going to just rip it, or are you going to like carefully take it down?
I'm carefully taking it down. It looks important.
Okay. So yeah, you carefully take this down, and it looks like a wall.
Well, I find, where's the circle thing? Is there, I press my hand into it. Is it like a button?
Yeah, so you kind of press your hand down and it's a button, and when you press it, the wall kind of opens up and there's a tunnel.
What did Astraea do with the tapestry, by the way?
Oh, I probably just like carefully took it down by one side, and then it's kind of just like hanging by half one of its things.
Well, in for a penny, in for a pound. JJ is now folding it and putting it in his backpack.
Oh my goodness, you're such a robber.
You're just going to rob Gregory?
No. It's for research purposes.
I like how you go for the tapestry and not like the super nice looking bow.
That's property.
This is property too.
Okay, but like the bow is obviously more of like a high profile item. It looks too fancy.
This looks like the member of his cult.
Would you prefer that I took the bow too? Like I can take the bow too.
All right. Well, I assume that Gregory would be okay with us at least grabbing from the wall of weapons that aren't the very, very super pretty looking bow. So everyone grab anything that you need to not die, and let's get a move on.
JJ immediately grabs a giant warhammer and cannot lift it.
Perfect. Great.
Powerful.
JJ, when we said not die, we meant also be able to move.
No, I can move. I can move. And he's just like dragging it. As he's walking.
Casper kind of goes over and goes, if you're not going to take this, I might grab that. And she like, as you're trying to lift this warhammer, she just kind of yoinks it up.
Yeah.
Cool. Tunnel? And I point to
tunnel.
I'd recommend that. That sounds like a most delicious, discernible decision.
JJ takes out his lute and strums along as we're going into this tunnel, singing Secret Tunnel.
Cool.
I don't...
We go... I run through the tunnel.
All right. As you folks are kind of running through this tunnel, you hit the end of it, and there looks to be like a door on the end. And as you hit the door, you can kind of feel a breeze coming up from the other side.
Piron is going to get to the door and just kind of immediately pull on it. But he does know that there's bad things probably on the other side, so he's going to like pull it slowly, kind of creak it open. Peek around, see what's on the other side.
Got it. As you hit the other side, you're outside of the town.
Okay. So this is good to know that this exists, but we should probably now go back and get people out because I think they need help. I don't feel good just leaving.
I agree. I do.
Do you think we would not die, though? Like, would this be an in-vain thing?
I mean, I'm not saying we gotta go fight an army, but if we can find people and sneak them out...
You are a very sneaky person, Pion. Naturally so. You're very gifted in that regard. Us sweet people, this person in the full plate mail, this idiot right here, and Astraea, not so much.
Thank you.
Casper kind of looks at you and goes, excuse me, I don't appreciate that. And she kind of goes,
you got murdered by the demon.
She goes behind the tree and goes, see, I'm very sneaky. And her like shoulders are peeking out from behind the tree.
I can cast shatter
on the
tree.
Well, if you
want to
go get
like,
murdered by the demon again, you can do that.
Please don't just shatter everything.
Yeah, please.
You're like a high schooler who's got their first Zippo, and you're like, I can light everything on fire. No, stop just shattering things.
I haven't actually done it once yet.
Yeah, you have. You blew up man's carnival stand.
Fair enough. I haven't done it once yet this episode.
It's been one episode!
So, yeah, I think we should go. I do understand the like, let's help people. And normally I'm like big for helping people. But if we die helping people, then in fact we helped no one. And you said there were 100 demons. And one of the demons killed
our
friend in the plate mail over there.
I wasn't being like specific. I didn't sit there like one, two.
Okay, but there are still lots of them.
Uncountable amount.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of wrecked my shit, and I feel like I could toss probably the four of you around like a Mississippi rag doll. So,
what's a Mississippi?
Okay, but also, do you promise?
Stop. Pick a simp. You get two. You get two simps. You don't get more.
Look, if the opportunities arise,
Joey, you should know by now. If you take person and you give muscle, simping will occur.
Yeah. So, yes, I understand that you could throw us. I do understand this. This is clear. However,
I think that she's on your side, actually, not mine.
Yeah. Okay, cool. She's
arguing with you.
So what I'm saying, hold on. Well, don't speak for me. I'm not you. You don't know my thoughts and opinions.
But you just expressed your opinion?
You're so right, and I'm very sorry.
Actually, I got interrupted before I could finish expressing my opinions. Thank you very much. She kind of gives you this like tilted head look of like, really? And she looks at you and goes, my thing is I also don't really like leaving people behind. Plus my employers are on contract and that's food money.
So I was really expecting a butt there.
My thing is this. We maybe try and see if anybody hasn't been kidnapped. Get them out and then come back, grab whatever the f*** a tiramisu is and go.
Our oxen, thank you very much.
Oh, I could eat an ox.
No, this is for traveling purposes.
And friendship.
It's for friendship purposes.
We will find you some berries, do not worry.
That's like, okay, but thank you. I have a blackberry allergy and they tend to put blackberries in almost every other type of berry.
That's not how berries work.
That's what my mama told me, and my mama's always been right.
You're wrong.
And on that note, it sounds like we're going back into the town to save people.
So I'm still on the no-go train, but it seems like more than me are on the go train. So are we going?
I mean, so here's the thing. Goigoi is already doing what we want to be doing. And he seems very capable of doing that. We also all sort of failed when we were trying to do this. So maybe just...
We didn't really take the option.
Can I get a perception check from all of you?
No.
Yeah.
Yes. 7.
22.
16.
Oh my god, it really is a monkey's paw. Whenever Benji rolls badly, Quinn rolls well. Whenever Quinn rolls badly, Benji rolls well. You cannot both have success. So Estrella and JJ, as you folks are kind of having this conversation, you see like a rustle in the brush kind of behind you as the forest kind of extends. And then you see it kind of start to move like really quickly and it starts darting in between the trees.
Halt!
Piron who goes there? Is still arguing for going back.
You, Piron, feel a tap on your shoulder, and then you hear a boo.
Ah.
I gotcha. It's me, your good old friend.
You got me.
Actually? Which one?
Yeah, you turn around. It's...
Are there two of them?
No, there's one. What?
But there's a thing in the forest, and then there's a thing in the boo and the... What's going on?
They're just fast.
They did the Naruto run. Who is this person?
It's Jasper.
Jasper? Who's Jasper?
One of Duncan's three Joey simps.
Jasper's the arm wrestle lady!
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
You need a note take of your simps.
I do. I need to keep like I need to keep like them all in a notebook or something.
You don't need to know the name.
Just the muscles.
Yeah, so she kind of stands behind you and is smiling and going, hey, what's up?
Well, there's a demon invasion of the town.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Not super great. Probably not great, to be honest. But, shitty town anyway.
And the two of these two, when I point at Sir whatever
Casper
and Casper, see, you can't name people Sir Casper and Jasper and give them similar voices and have me expect not me to get confused.
Casper is Southern. Sorry, yeah, Casper's Southern. Jasper's just high pitched.
You had to double check. Yeah. Who
also
who
Casper
is
Southern. It's fine. Now, so, as of like 10 minutes ago.
So I point at Sir Casper and I point at Piron and I say they want to go back in and save people. I'm on will die train. JJ is on maybe I'm sure something train.
Safety train.
That's a we'll dumb fucking idea.
I agree.
I knew that. I said this already.
Well, I guess we're outvoted.
Okay. Oh, well, sweet. I mean, here's the thing, Piron. We are all independent actors of our own action. So if you and Sir Casper want to go, you can do that. In fact, if you did decide that, I would go with you out of support. However, I do think it is dumb. And I'm not going to make, say, like Astoria or Madame Jasper here feel the need to come as well.
So... I just think you shouldn't go. I think in this case, you are an independent thinker, but you should go with the vote here because I think you will die. And I'd prefer if you didn't.
So
die.
I'm going to go to my friendship cave. You can come with me if you want.
What's a friendship cave?
A cave of friendship.
That seems more sketchy.
This is Jasper.
Can I do an insight check?
Go ahead.
18.
She seems genuine.
But does friendship cave seem genuine?
Yeah.
Your friendship cave?
Genuine, but like a vague description. Like you're like, oh, I don't think she clearly doesn't mean any harm to us, but I definitely get that this is more than just like we're going to play some backgammon.
Yeah, okay. So, Madame Jasper, before you had my interest and now you have my attention.
Okay, I concede that I am probably going to die if I go alone. If everyone else wants to leave, then in this case, I am going with the majority. Just know that I'm a little grumpy about it.
Oh, acceptable. Don't really worry about it. Everyone in there is already dead.
That does not lighten my concern.
That seems unlikely that
everyone's
dead.
How do you know this? Did you see something?
Yeah, did you not see the demons?
Well, we saw the demons taking people. Did you see what they did to the people?
I mean, I don't know. Do you like Midwest food?
Not particularly, no.
Well, then I guess you and their dietary restrictions aren't the same.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry, I'm trying to lighten up the fact that everyone I've known and loved for like 25 years has just been eaten.
I just was saying maybe they aren't eaten, but I guess we can go.
So here's the thing. I'm also not 25. I'm all over the place. I had to deal with this. You know what? I don't even want to talk about it.
It's the least important thing we could possibly be talking about. Can we go get tiramisu?
Hi, I'm Jasper. How's your day doing?
Hi, I'm Astrea. There's a town that's getting destroyed. We should go.
Hi, Jasper. I'm really sorry for your losses, but I'd really like if we talked about how many years you've been on this planet another time.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
So yeah, you're dumb ox. We got it already. Don't worry about it.
By got it, you mean it's dead.
No, I mean
okay, you,
we
you
moved
keep saying
it.
We as in plural. Who else is involved? Okay, well, I don't know what the friendship cave means. I had some ideas. I do not know. But who is we?
So anyway, are you coming with, or are you going to go back to the burning, terrible, awful town?
We're coming.
Yeah, coming along.
Piron sighs and begrudgingly starts to follow his companion.
And Casper goes, I guess I'm coming along too? Because
you are free to do as you please.
I'm going to be honest here. I don't really know where else to go. My meal ticket is probably...
I think we have an extra one if you want it.
You're free to come along.
There's not people to give us meal things.
And the five of you begin to trot off into the forest with a burning town simmering to the ground behind you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who has selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support. Thank you.